Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So good to be here this morning, and so good to see you out there this morning. And we want to welcome each and every one of you. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, would you just mind lifting your hand so our ushers can get you a card, so that we don't want to overlook anybody this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all for being here, and let's give our visitors a hand clap of welcome today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
He's still on the throne, isn't he? Amen.
Amen.
He's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is mighty. He is great. He is awesome. And he has a word just for you today. So
Amen.
Be ready to receive what God has.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to speak a word of blessing over you before I turn over to Pastor. So if you'll just be ready to receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare over your people this morning that they are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I declare they have the favor of God. They are surrounded with the favor of God as a shield. I thank you, Father God, that you that they have the favor of God and the favor of man everywhere they go and everything they do. They have favor on their job in the name of Jesus. They have favor with their family. They have favor everything they do. They have the favor of God. It goes before them. I declare you, they reign in life. In Jesus' name, I declare they are the victor and not the victim. They are the head and not the tail. They are more than conquerors. I declare you are the redeemed of the Lord. You are redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. And I want to just add on there, you are the redeemed from pain in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
I just speak to pain this morning. I say, go, pain, go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I command pain to leave you now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I call forth the healing power of God to flow through your body, bringing a healing and a cure. I call for strength in your body. I call for strength in your mind in the name of Jesus. I declare you are the anointed of God. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord make you rich. Wealth and riches are in your house, and everything you put your hands to prospers in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches in secret places comes to you.
Yes.
I declare you are a world overcomer, and the Lord always
yes.
causes you to triumph.
Glory
in
to
Jesus'
God.
name.
Yes.
Give him a praise.
Glory
this
to God.
Morning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory,
praise
glory,
God.
Glory, glory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. I'll turn over to Pastor. Y'all be ready, because there's a strong anointing up here
glory
today.
To God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to
glory
God.
Glory to God. Before we do our neighbor, well, we can do our neighbor looking time a little different today. Mm-hmm. Okay, look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, did you know?
Did you know?
We have a fellowship dinner.
We have a fellowship dinner.
Tonight.
Tonight.
And I'm going to be there.
And I'm going to be there.
Wait a minute, the Lord just heard that. I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Oh, they didn't say it as much that time. All right, now, let's go at it again. We have a fellowship dinner tonight.
We have a fellowship dinner.
And I'm going to be there.
And I'm going to be
it's
there.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great fellowship.
Great fellowship.
And did you know?
And did you know?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Is Easter Sunday.
Is Easter Sunday.
And we have a dinner on the grounds.
We have a dinner on the grounds.
Right after the service.
Right after the service.
With games and prizes.
With games and prizes.
I'm going to be here.
I'm going to be
here. Are you going to be here?
Are you going to be here?
My children are going to be here.
My children are
my grandchildren are going to be here.
My grandchildren are going
to
be here.
My friends are going to be here.
My friends are going to be here.
I declare.
I declare.
I'm going to be here. And I'm going to enjoy it.
And I'm going to enjoy it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was a lot of neighbor looking today. I understand that. I always say, if you don't like the neighbor you're sitting by this week, sit by a different neighbor next week. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence this day. Holy Spirit, help me, preach through me, speak through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it. Holy Spirit, help me to leave off anything I don't need to say. Illuminate me, Holy Spirit, while I'm preaching. Anything that you need said, help me to say it, Holy Spirit. Help me to yield to you. Open the eyes of my understanding to it, Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you that we are preaching and teaching your word, and you said signs and wonders follow your word. So we're preaching that word today, and we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Isaiah. Glory to God. Chapter 55. And starting verse number 10. Now, I'm going to start out in the easy-to-read version. There'll be a couple of different versions today while we're doing it. It says, rain and snow fall from the sky, and don't return until they've watered the ground. Then the ground causes the plants to sprout and grow, and they produce seeds for the farmer and food for people to eat. In the same way, my words, God's words, leave my mouth, and they don't come back without results. My words make the things happen that I want to happen. They succeed in doing what I send them to do. Now I want to read you that same passage of Scripture in the Message. It just opens our eyes up and we can see things plainer. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. And the title of the message today is, Put the Word on It. Amen? You're facing a problem today, put the Word on it. Now, I want to find out something today. Is there anybody in here today, okay, now I want you to raise your hand if this is you, and you don't have any problems at all, period. I don't see any hands. So this is for every one of us. Because we're all facing problems. And we will be as long as we've got breath in our body. But we also have the victory that the Lord has given us through these problems. Now, Amanda Jennings, I know she's at a conference this weekend, but she was telling us something a few weekends ago. She was out in the front foyer, and she had picked up one of the prophecies about flourishing this year and the scripture about flourishing and stuff. And she was telling us on her and Calvin's truck, it was breaking down a lot, and it was costing them a lot of money for this diesel truck. You know, it was costing them a bunch. And she said, she went over there and re-got that prophecy again. She said, this is not flourishing. And God, you said I was going to flourish this year, and this is not flourishing. I'm flourishing. In the name of Jesus, I'm flourishing. She said that because she had just got news from him that it was broke down and there was a problem and it was going to be a ton of money. Well, she's declaring that. She's drawing a line for the devil, and she's declaring that. And then he calls her back and said, he met this guy up at one of the truck stops and who works on the specific problem that he had on the truck, and it cost him hardly nothing to get it fixed. It was so much less, and it's because she took a stand with the Word of God and said, no. Attack your problems with the Word of God. Speak the Word of God, the promises of God over your problems. And that drives the enemy back. It's offense. In football, the offense moves the ball. But we're on the defense too much. The devil's putting it on us. Oh, he did this. He did that. He did this. Uh-oh. Did that. I'm getting in a corner. In the name of Jesus, no, no, no. Let me put the word on you. No, I will flourish. I will flourish. I will flourish. You understand? Moved it back. Get in the face of the enemy, the problem, the mountain, and say, it is written in the name of Jesus. It is written. People think that you have to have 1,000 promises to drive him out. You just got to have one. We told the story over and over about the lady that somebody's trying to steal her purse. And she's fighting with this mugger that's trying to steal her purse. And she is thinking Psalm 91, and she can't think of any scripture, anything that comes up in Psalms 91. And she's trying to quote it right in the middle of all this. And all the only word she can think of is feathers. And so he's trying to steal this, and she says, feathers, 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 feathers. And he runs off. One word out of that scripture will run him off. One word. Doesn't even have to be the whole scripture. That word is alive and full of power. It'll run him off. You remember one word? Say the one word you remember. Say it over and over in the name of Jesus. James 2:17 says, faith without works is dead being alone. Faith without works is dead being alone. And we're not blessed in knowing the Word of God. We're blessed in doing the Word of God, verbalizing our faith. Put a scriptural promise to our prayer against the problem. Fight, 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Why is it a good fight? Because you win. Any fight you win is a good fight. I remember when I was in high school, me and this supposed to be a bad guy got into it in the locker room. And then he starts shouting and he starts hollering and he said, I tell you what. He said, you're going to meet me behind the bleachers Friday night before the football game. You're going to meet me there. And he said, we're going to have it out. And I said, okay. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get my eyes beat out. Because he's really tough. I'm thinking, I'm going to get whooped. And my friends was asking me, what you going to do? What you going to do? I said, I tell you one thing I am going to do. I'm going to be there. All right. I said, I guarantee you I'm going to show up. All right. I showed up. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. First quarter's over. Second quarter's over. I go around, sit on the bleachers. He comes during the third quarter. He came up and apologized to me. He was really messed up when he apologized too. Now, you can say what you want to, but all you got to do is show up and you win. Show up. Show up with one word. Feathers! Feathers! And you win. You have a problem with your boss at work. Put the word on it. Speak it out loud. Fight the good fight of faith. I declare I got favor, just like Pastor Sharon said. I got the favor of God and the favor of man. I got the favor with my boss. I got favor with my fellow employees. I have favor that gets me promoted when other people don't get promoted. I have the favor of God and of man. I declare favor manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. That's the way it is, even when it doesn't look like it, even when it doesn't feel like it, when you have no evidence of it. I have the favor of God. That's the word of God, and that's my stand. I take a stand until I win. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Speak it out your mouth. Well, it don't feel like it. Speak it anyway. It's working. That word is alive and full of power. It's working. The angels hearken to the voice of his word. Angels are not activated by complaining and murmuring. Sometimes we must think they're activated by complaining and murmuring. Because we all complain and murmur sometimes. Too much. I believe demons are activated by complaining and murmuring. I do. Psalms 103:20, King James. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. They hearken to the voice of his word. The angels are standing on ready. They're activated by our speaking God's word, by our praying God's word, and by our confessing of God's word. Pray the word, they hearken. They go fight the battles. They go bring the victory. They go bring the answer. By praying the word, we're putting ourselves in agreement with God's word. We establish it on the earth each time we speak it, God's word, or we pray it. Do you want the angels of God doing something on your behalf, then put the word on it. When they hear the word, their ears perk up. Whoop! I just heard a scripture. Did I hear Psalm 91? I got to go. I got to stop this danger. I got to stop this situation. I got to stop this car wreck. I got to stop this train wreck. I got to stop this plane from coming out of the air. I just heard Psalm 91, and I have an assignment. And that's the assignment that I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure no harm comes to this person right here, because I just had an assignment given to me. And that word does not return void. It accomplishes the assignment it was given to do. You spoke the word. I spoke the word. We confessed the word. We just put them to flight. There they go. Boom, boom, boom. If our words are in line with God's words, they will be very active on our behalf. Hang on. If our words are in line with God's words, they'll be very active on our behalf. The angels. Hang on. If our words are in line with God's words. So I got to be careful what I say. You got to be careful what you say. Now I ask you a different question. How many of y'all have ever said wrong words? Okay, that's what I thought. We're all in the same boat together. So nobody can't look at somebody else and say, he's talking to you, just you. Because they're going to point the finger right back at you and they're going, he's talking to you too. He's talking to him. He's talking about everybody in the whole building. And everybody that should hear this. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, Father, your word says you've not given me a spirit of fear. You've given me a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. I come in agreement with your word, Father. Now, whatever was trying to put you into fear, the angels have been dispatched to stop it. Put the word on it. Get a promise. Claim it. Pray it. Say it. Put it in your heart and in your mouth and watch it come to pass. A promise of restoration. A promise of favor. Promising of peace with your enemies. Your enemies will be at peace with you. That's what the word says. A promise over, I don't know who all's believing for a mate in here. I know we have some. Then there we have some that won't acknowledge it at all. Those that won't acknowledge it at all, they'll find us after the service. What was that scripture again? What was that scripture? I'm going to give it to somebody. I'm going to bless somebody with that scripture. Yes, I am. The scripture is Isaiah 34 and 16. None will seek or lack their mate. Put it on your fridge. Do warfare with your promise. The devil tries to get us not to say the word, to give up on the promise, because he knows God is not a man that he should lie. That's Numbers 23 and 19. So we need to find promises that relate to our situations and start praying them. Psalms 112 and 2, the promise is, his seed, seed of the righteous, shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Well, you can't claim that promise over your child. Your child's on drugs. Your child's messed up. Your child's in prison. You can't claim that. Your child's not even living for God. You can't claim that. Yes, I can. Excuse me? I have a promise. Excuse me? I have a promise. In the name of Jesus, my child shall be mighty upon the earth. My child shall be mighty upon the earth. Get in the devil's face. The devil gets in our face. We need to get back, because he's afraid of this word. He's afraid of the word and he's afraid of the blood. You start talking about, you know, the enemy start coming against your mind, coming against your body. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. And the word of God says, I overcame him by the blood and by the word of my testimony. In the name of Jesus, he won't be around anymore. He will flee. I got a promise and I'm not turning it loose. And if I don't turn it loose, this word will not return void. It'll accomplish what it was sent to accomplish. Shake the promise in his face. Put that promise in front of your face. Put it on your fridge. Put it in your bathroom mirror. Put it in your car. Just don't have a wreck while you're looking at it. Look at it before you crank up. Hebrews 4 and 14, King James says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." That word profession means literally confession. Let us hold fast our confession in line with the Word of God. Hebrews 10, 23, King James says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, confession of our faith without wavering." Okay, I'll leave right now. That's where we mess up. That's where we all mess up. We all decided we're all in the same boat. Sometimes we waver. Sometimes we jump out of the boat. "For He is faithful that promised." Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, the confession of our faith without wavering. "For He's faithful that promised." He said He'd do it, and He's not a man that He would lie. I've told this many years ago. I was working at a factory job. I worked there for 15 years. And while I was there, it was about the second year. And my pastor had come to me and he said, "I want you to believe for a first shift job because you're having to miss the," I was having to miss the Wednesday night services. And he asked me, he said, "Believe for a first shift job." I said, "Okay." I said, but I explained to him, I can't get a first shift job. I said, "Everybody that I know of wants on first shift and they've got 20-something years at this plant and it's all based on seniority. You can't override seniority. It has to go that way. And I don't see how it could happen." He said, "I'm just saying, believe for a first shift job." I said, "Okay." So I got me a scripture, John 14 and 14. And it says, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it." And I did. I claimed this scripture. I claimed this scripture as my first shift job. Now, this scripture to you might be your house. This scripture to you might be your car. This scripture to you might be your bills paid. This scripture to you might be a vacation. Whatever. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now, the more literal translation of that, I am told, is even if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. Even if I don't have it, I'll make it for you. So I stood on that scripture. I stood on it, stood on it, stood on it. 4 months went by, nothing. 4.5 months went by. And then one of the big bosses was walking around and she made a statement. She said, "They're going to create 5 first shift jobs." And I knew. The second she said it, I said, that's my job. One of those 5 is mine. And so I opened my mouth and I said, one of those jobs is mine. I said it to people around me. I shouldn't have never done that. Now I'm going to give you a little nugget. Sometimes the Lord may reveal something that you're believing for, that your friends or your family, as much as we love friends and family, they can't believe with us on that. And it'll hinder our faith if we let them know what we're believing for, because they'll be speaking in our ear, telling us doubt and unbelief, telling us it can't happen. There's no way it's going to happen. And see, I told all these people that I worked with that it was going to, what I was believing for, and they said, "You ain't never going to get it. It can't happen." And I knew, you know, how impossible it looked. But I said, those jobs were created. I know. I said, one of those jobs is my job. So high seniority signed every one of those jobs. I'm on it. But high seniority signed them. Boom. First job went, high seniority. Second job went, high seniority. Third job went, high seniority. Fourth job went, high seniority. Fifth job, last job. It started going down the list. Somebody worked that job. They said, I got this job. I'm going to take this job. I'm going to keep it. They'd work it 5 days. Then they give it up. Go down the list, next person. Next one to work it for 4 or 5 days, they give it up. Next one to work it 10 days, give it up. The guy that's right above me, I mean, this went down to a lot of people. The guy that's directly above me, he said, "I know you're wanting that first shift job." I said, "I am." He said, "You ain't getting it." He said, "I just want you to know." He said, "I'm getting that job, and you can't get it because I'm above you, and you know that." I said, one day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day. I don't have any confirmation. I don't have anybody telling me, you know, God's confirming to me, "You got that job." I got people all around me saying, "You ain't getting that job. You crazy. What's wrong with you? Don't you understand how the system works? God's got a way to override the system." Well, we don't believe He can. 15, 16, 17, 18, He's telling me, "I got it. I'm working it. I love it. I'm going to keep it. I love first shift." 19, 20, 21. If you don't give it up on 29, it's over with. It's your job. Because you go to 30 days. When you hit 30, it can't. There's no coming back. Well, 28, 29, 29, 29, 29. The end of the 29th day, he said, "I don't want this job. I got the job." Now understand, God's word doesn't return void. God says, I'm not a man that I lie. If you'll hold on to my word like a bulldog with a steak. We got a dog. She's not a bulldog. She's a Labrador. But I'm telling you what. She plays tug of war. And brother, when she gets that tug of war thing, she plays tug of war to win. She ain't playing tug of war. She'll drag you around everywhere. But the whole time she's dragging you, she's getting closer up onto the rope. She's getting closer to the rope till she gets to your hand. And you know what? I let her win. She wins every time. Gracie wins every single time we play tug of war, and we play all the time. Because Gracie, she's aggressive in tug of war. We got to be aggressive with the word of God. I've lost some battles. I've let some things go. I let these things slip. But I'm telling you, we got to go back and pick them up. That was not possible by their seniority system, but it happened. You know, one thing, I hate to say anything good about the enemy because it's not good, but he is patient. He's more patient than we are. He'll wait us out. They don't see nothing happening. They're fixing to give it up. They're fixing to drop it. They're fixing to let the promise go because they don't see nothing happening. I'm going to give you some promises to claim. Job 5, this is on my refrigerator home. Job 5, actually I've got this one is on my refrigerator home, but I've got another part of this that I'm claiming. Well, no, I'm claiming this part too. I didn't realize that. This is in the Living Bible. It says, you need not to worry about your home while you're gone. Nothing will be stolen from your barns. And this one, your sons will become important men. We have a son. And I'm speaking that over him all the time. I'm looking at this all the time. My sons, Benjamin, will become an important man. He's already an important man. In verse 26, you shall live a long, good life. Good life. Put the word on your marriage. Ephesians 2, 14 and 15. Now this is several different versions of kind of manipulated just to make it, you know, because you have to make it a word confession. If you're praying it, you make it what's easiest for you. For he is our peace who has made, he's talking about Jesus. Jesus is our peace who has made both, if you're praying for somebody else, both. Okay. I got to think of two names that are not in here. Because otherwise I'm picking on somebody. Who? Tell me two names that are not in here. Who? Okay. Arthur and Cherie. Jesus is Arthur and Cherie's peace, who has made both Arthur and Cherie one. And he, Christ, has broken down the middle wall of partition or hatred between Arthur and Cherie. And he has united Arthur and Cherie in peace. Amen. This is for every married couple in here. Anybody that you know is going through something, this is the word of God. Put it on the devil. Put it on him. Proverbs, this is another promise you can claim. I mean, there's thousands of promises. We don't even know how many. If you pull the internet, one will say there's 3,000 promises, for sure. Another one will say there's 25,000. Well, I don't know. I've never counted them, but there's a lot. There's a whole bunch. Proverbs 16 and 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So your enemies, you can claim that you got somebody giving you a hard time, you can claim your enemies will be at peace with you. Psalms 145, 18 and 19. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Remind God of His word. Put it in a prayer. Thank you, Lord, that Your word says that You hear me when I pray and I call out to You for help. So, Lord, I'm asking for Your help in this situation. And I thank You, Father, according to Your word, You rescue me from all my troubles. That's putting the word in our prayers. The word that doesn't return void. The word that sends forth the angels. Romans 15 and 13. You are my God of hope. Please fill me with all joy and all peace through believing. I trust You because of the power of the Holy Spirit. I can and will overflow with hope. Same scripture from in the beginning, this contemporary English version. Rain and snow fall from the sky, but they don't return without watering the earth. That produces seeds to plant and grass, grain to eat. That's how it works with my word. They don't return to me without doing everything I send them to do. Jeremiah 1 and 12 says, I'm watching over my word to fulfill it. I'm going to call Pastor Sharon at this time. So God has given you a promise. Promises of healing. Promises of prosperity. Promises of help. Promise of direction. Promise of peace. There's so many thousands of promises in the Word of God. All we need is one. Get a promise, put it in your heart, and put it in your mouth. And no matter what you're facing, put the Word on it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word this morning. Amen. Pastor said some awesome things this morning, and we're going to just take it out with us today. He said something really profound, that many things that were in his message today, but one thing really stood out to me is, take a stand until you win.
Yeah.
Amen? Until you win. Well, I've been standing for 5 years. Take a stand until you win. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I've been standing for 10 years. Take a stand until you win. It's not over, amen?
Amen.
Keep standing.
Amen.
When you've done all to stand, stand
amen.
Therefore, amen?
Amen.
And don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what they say, amen? And don't be moved by what you feel. Be moved by what God's promises are. What's in His Word?
Yes.
What does His Word say?
Yes.
Amen. And
amen.
Take a stand until you win. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of
glory
praise this morning.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So thankful for the Word today. So thankful to see each and every one of you here this morning.